U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hosted a working lunch for the visiting Vietnamese president on Wednesday. Kerry sounded a promising note in his speech.
The Vietnamese have learned from their own history that we all have no permanent enemies, only friends yet to be made.
Almost four decades after the Vietnam War ended, the Southeast Asian country is increasingly looking at the United States for strategic assurance. In a way, ironically, to counterbalance its communist big brother, China. Brantley Womack is a longtime watcher of U.S.-China-Vietnam relations. He spoke with VOA via Skype.
When Vietnam feels insecure, who is it going to feel insecure about? Laos? Cambodia? Thailand? The United States is too far away. So, China.
Alexander Wu-Bing teaches at the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies. He spoke with VOA via Skype from Honolulu.
Now, with the Chinese assertiveness in the South China Sea, there's increasingly sort of a broadening the consensus in Vietnam, the perception that China is posing a threat to Vietnam's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
For those who wish to see Vietnam transform into a democratic system, tension between Vietnam and China, as well as Vietnam's increasing reliance on the U.S. for trade and investment, provide a window of opportunity for democratic change in Vietnam. Dr. Nguyen Dinh Thong is executive director of the Virginia-based civil rights organization Boat People SOS.
There's one thing that truly is helping right now, and that is the unrelenting aggression from the North, that is from China. As Vietnam cannot resist that aggression on its own. It is becoming more and more vulnerable to that. And it has to make a decision, either to join with the U.S. And ASEAN countries to put together a common front to push back that aggression, or stay with China.
Many of Vietnam's neighbors in Southeast Asia are going through socio-political changes that until recently were difficult to imagine. Many members of the U.S. Congress have urged the White House to seize the opportunity and enable a change in Vietnam that will benefit its people. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce.
If Vietnam wants a closer relationship with the United States, then Vietnam should meet this requirement by the United States in exchange. We should use our leverage.
Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey.
There will never be a matriculation from dictatorship to democracy if we stand with the dictatorship. So I say meet with presidents like Song, who was not elected by the people, as we all know. Meet with him. Argue with him. But don't enable him. Don't walk around smiling and having so many photo ops that the plight of the dissidents gets lost.
How the United States and Vietnam balance human rights, trade, and geopolitical considerations will be watched by many in the region, not the least China. Natalie Liu, VOA News, Washington.